Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hanahai Waikahalui. Alive and Well, we are the Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well. You have all the amazing formulation, the beautiful organic herbs, the beautiful vitamins, combinations, you name it, it's all there. And hand in hand we are with the magnificent organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, broth is broad spectrum term. Broth covers organic, fabulous choices, incredible prices, comfortably seated, beautifully air-conditioned, you name it, it's all there for you.
And deliciously prepared.
Fabulous and delicious. And, you know, every day we have the local organic farmers, the representative, bringing the organic vegetables incorporated into the soups, the salads, you name it, and also making fresh organic juices, only bottled in glass, which are also there at Alive and Well. We have, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you like wild fish, you want organic chicken, all of these different things are there for you at the magnificent and delicious and terrific Broth Cafe. And you can always call us at the 877-4950, easy to remember, and that's 4950 of our store. You want to pick up everything, you want to have it all ready for you when you come in, you want to cater, just call. Everything will be ready for you in a few minutes.
And if you go to Alive and Well on your computer, you can find the entire menu, all the food selections, and you can place the order right there. Or if you want to call in, you can call in and place the order. It'll be ready for you in 10 or 15 minutes or whatever time you decide you
want
to be
there.
That's
right. You're the decider.
And you can enjoy the most delicious, organic, no pesticides, herbicides, fungicides,
yeah,
any of the...
Yeah, that's right. We don't let them into Alive and Well or the broth.
Any of the man-made food improvements aren't in our food. We are wholly natural and organic.
That's right. And part of the reason so natural and organic is that my husband actually came from the original place that I wanted to be at.
You know?
Yes. You know,
Which husband was that?
This husband that's sitting here was actually, because I always said that I was originally from New York, and when we thought of the Himalayan mountains, and it was, everybody had a kind of dream, and the Himalayan mountains was a place up in the incredible tops of the mountains when all the beauty would be tumbling down, and I said, we have to go. I had to find the man that made me go up to the Himalayan mountains, and you were it.
Oh.
And you are it. But also, I want to tell you, there's something we have that reminds us that is very much like what comes down from the Himalayan mountains.
Vortex.
Tell them about vortex.
I thought you were talking about a mountain slide or rocks. And yes, the vortex water.
It ain't your dancing, dear.
Okay.
It ain't your dancing.
But it doesn't. Our vortex water does not come from the Himalayan mountains.
No.
It comes from your faucet. What? Yeah, the faucet. Good old city water. But the water is restructured, reconjugated. It is extra filtered, and it's infrared light neutralizing all different toxicities in the water. But it's what's called the vortex water, because this water that you buy at Alive and Well is spun through the vortex machine. What's vortex is spinning, and that revitalizes what? The water. What's the water? Hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen and oxygen make water. So why not make the water, the hydrogen and oxygen, more volatile and more expressive as it is as it's tumbling down from Himalayan mountains?
That's right.
Okay.
And research shows that by this form, they're even saying, medical research, so they say here, that this that it's free of hormones, heavy metals, free of pesticides, free of plasticizers. The vortex chambers are the most effective. And even Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine as far back as 1938. That's the greatest award there is, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich environment, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise, and these parameters are positively supported, proven in vortex water, maximized oxygen and pH.
That's 1938. That's 100. Well, not 100.
He won the Nobel Prize in Medicine because it was proven that a disease and not even cancer can arise. I remember, you know, when later on that proof came out. Okay.
Yeah, but you weren't hanging around in 1938.
I wasn't hanging around, but, you know, news went across the U.S.
I remember it explicitly.
Terrific. It's all there, and you can fill up your jugs and everything else and get
Bring in your water containers, whether it's half gallon, gallon, 5 gallons, whatever they might be, and fill them up with a vortex. You'll be thrilled with every sip and slurp of your drink is really vortexed.
That's right.
Remarkable.
And it's high in energy and wonderful in taste and everything.
And even
the plants love it.
Yeah.
I don't even, you know,
oh, yeah.
Whole household plant, you know, that kind of thing. Strengthens our immune system. Terrific, right? Okay, let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications, take them off, nothing. We don't do it. We strictly give information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We give that information. So I want to say here that there's been major information that we are going to share with you right now.
I'm sure you folks have heard this on the major news channels around the world.
But this is big.
Because it's a phenomenal release. But what's really exciting about it for Mona and me, is that the public releasing of this information is a beginning, get this folks, a beginning of the revelations of the junk that's in our life, in our food supply, in our water supply, in our air supply. It's the government. Every government official receives donations, if you want to call them that. That's a kind word. Donations from the drug industry. Every single one of them. And the woman, the woman from New England, what's her name? They refer to her as Pocahontas. Under a Senate hearing, Robert Kennedy was revealing she's received $38 million over the years from the drug industry. She's one of the biggest apologists for the drug policies that there is in the world.
Yeah.
But they all receive donations from the drug cartel, and that makes them, they pass legislation and discuss things very favorable for the drug industry. So.
And here's the big time news. This came out, this has just been out, it's big time news. Here it is. Listen up, because nothing's more important. President Trump's speech came on the television, the whole thing, on the huge rise in autism in this country. And taking Tylenol, this is what was said, during pregnancy is associated with the huge rise in autism in children. Dr. Robert Redfield, MD, also stated, this is not hypothesis. Medical studies proved, quote from this doctor, that this association is real and disastrous. And the facts, say the doctors, autism has dramatically increased 175% over the last 10 years. The average age of diagnosis of autism is 5 years old. The president states that pregnant women should avoid taking acetaminophen, Tylenol, and those drugs. He warns also of autism linked to vaccines. Dr. Peter McCullough, cardiologist and leading internist, declares, this is quote from the Dr. Peter McCullough, cardiologist, heart doctor, and internist regular too, declares, quote, vaccines and Tylenol linked to autism and 27 medical studies definitely linked acetaminophen to autism, 27 medical studies. Vaccines, Tylenol, and acetaminophen given to children with fever cause 600% increase in autism.
600%. Six times more kids come down with autism.
That's right, because given to the kids for fever.
And during the pregnancy, the pregnant mother, but taking drugs of acetaminophen and other drugs, creates the destruction of the child's brain.
And can you read the rest of what they say here that okay. the doctor states?
Yeah. Okay. All righty. The doctor's studies.
Yes.
What's this word?
Okay, I'm sorry. Right. The doctor states uncovering.
Uncovering.
You got it.
The doctor states that uncovering this truth of the vaccine injuries, including pericarditis, myocarditis.
That's inflammation of the heart muscle.
Heart attacks.
Yes.
And death attributed to the taking of these drugs prior to or during the pregnancy.
Acetaminophen, okay? Which is the Tylenol
says,
and the others.
The leading doctor says that curcumin and natokinase and bromelain eliminate spike proteins, the leading damage in the vaccines. Vaccines create the spike protein. See, vaccines also contain aluminum and mercury as adjuvants, call them.
Right?
Because we need those adjuvants to make those toxic vaccines work better.
Thank God. And so, okay? And of course, he's
being
sarcastic.
But what happens with the adjuvants? They destroy the brain and the circulation.
But it's interesting that the doctor came out, this is not Mona, this is not Dennis, came out and spoke about nutrients that eliminate the dangers or anything else, okay?
The headline on the TV news is that President Trump announces the cure for autism. President declares, don't give your baby Tylenol at all. And went on to say that don't take Tylenol during the pregnancy.
That's right. Never give it to your children, your babies. Never, and don't take it during your pregnancy.
Okay, and Dr. G. Bhattacharya, National Institute of Health Director, declares Tylenol causes autism. There was no ifs, ands, or buts.
No.
He says his direct quote was, Tylenol causes autism.
And this is the head doctor who's the head of the National Institutes of Health. That's the leading one in the U.S. of A.
And then he asks the question, why put your child at risk taking Tylenol?
That's right.
And another Harvard study, all medical literature shows that Tylenol causes autism. And I don't this word here.
Okay, then let me just see what it is.
The
and the senior
the
White House advisor.
The bottom of the page.
Yeah, senior White House advisor. That's the doctor, senior White House, also states, get away. He sums up with this. Also, he says, get away from all processed foods. They're deadly. This is what we've been saying for a long time.
Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever heard us say something about eat organically? Have you ever heard us say that food coloring and texturizers and different junk they add to food is contrary to building health? It's contrary to building health, folks. Those things don't contribute to your health. They contribute to toxicity in your system.
That's right.
And your liver, poor old liver, has to clean it out. And then what happens? People, the incidence of liver disease and liver destruction is higher than ever.
And this is, you know, and it's interesting because here's a top medical doctor, widely renowned for all of his credits and everything else, okay? Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, and he's writing about how to cure the liver. Dr. Russell Blaylock, okay? And in his book, right at the top of the list, drugs that cause liver toxicity. The top of the list, he says, is acetaminophen, quote, Tylenol. All right? Statins, he puts as a big support, terrible, and other things. But the top of the list, he says, is acetaminophen, Tylenol. And then he says, acetaminophen is one of the most common causes of acute liver failure in the United States and United Kingdom. Of the acute liver failure cases attributed to medications, an estimated one half of all the liver failure are due to acetaminophen, Tylenol. Acetaminophen accounts for 20% of liver transplants and results in 450 deaths annually. And in the United States, acetaminophen accounts for 26,000 hospital admissions each year. 26,000. Many cases of acetaminophen-related acute liver failure are linked to suicide. Yet in up to 61% of the 79% of cases, the poisoning was unintentional. 80% of such cases are women. Mortality and morbidity are common, okay? And taking acetaminophen in an ingredient, they are unintentional cases are caused by errors in judgment and taking two or more medications with acetaminophen. Symptoms of acetaminophen, says the doctor, poisoning begin within 24 hours and go through four phases, ending in acute liver failure. If not treated, this form of poisoning can lead to rapid death or the need of a liver transplant. And more than 600 products contain acetaminophen, he says. And most cases of liver damage occur from accidentally combining them because many drugs use acetaminophen, the Tylenol, as an ingredient. Practice is common with prescription drugs. Then says treatment of liver damage by acetaminophen is usually dependent on taking N-acetylcysteine. That's used in the top hospitals, which rapidly raises glutathione levels. Okay? He says NAC is critically important.
Now it's getting confusing because what we want to do is talk about something that helps to neutralize the poisoning of Tylenol. And the NAC, the amino acid.
Prevents the liver damage and the kidney damage.
And where do you...
Because he also says that acetaminophen Tylenol damages the kidneys.
Right.
And the studies found that curcumin reverses the damage to the kidneys. Taking curcumin as well as NAC was successful in reversing liver and kidney damage. And just before I end this, I want to say that he says, because of all the damage caused by any dose of acetaminophen, Tylenol, I would never promote it under any condition. Okay? And he says, don't lower fever in children with viral illnesses with those drugs, okay? Then you get the death of from the infections. Okay?
And he says to take the NAC.
And the NAC.
And the curcumin.
That's exactly what he said.
To neutralize the toxic effects of the Tylenol.
That's exactly right.
Okay?
Yes.
Let's get that straight. The NAC and the curcumin help to neutralize the toxic effects, the poisoning effects of Tylenol. Now, NAC and curcumin are available at Alive and Well.
That's right.
Okay, and what makes our NAC and curcumin better than anybody else's NAC and curcumin? Because they are incredible, highest quality available within the food industry, the vitamin manufacturing process, of all of them, of all different vitamin manufacturers. If you want the highest quality and the best potencies of NAC, come to Alive and Well. If you want the best curcumin product in the world, as so says the holistic physician who created the product for us 15 years ago. I've been saying 10 years ago because I lost track of the years. But the Pain Power has been available for the last 15 years. And the results from Pain Power are remarkable because it contains their curcumin and the best absorbed form of curcumin that's available anywhere to help neutralize the toxic effects of inflammation. And what does Tylenol create? Inflammation.
Exactly.
Destruction of cells in your brain and in your body and in your eyes and in your liver and throughout your entire anatomy. So the curcumin that's in the Alive and Well, along with the serratiopeptidase peptidase and the other enzymes which help to digest and absorb it, like the piperine, makes it the most effectively utilized natural anti-inflammatory, health-building, health-generating substance that there is, because it neutralizes the very toxicity of drugs, all drugs, especially those that are have become so popular in the last several days,
right.
from Tylenol. But the idea is to what holistic physicians have been saying for God knows how many thousands of years, but what Mona and I have been talking about for the past 60 years is that natural food substances from organically grown foods and taking the right pure vitamins from organically grown food sources create life.
That's
in
right.
every cell in your body.
Okay.
And they don't just reduce symptoms of a disease, they create new cell life.
Yes, and you know the very important point that Dr. Mercola is also bringing up, because he talks about curcumin's action in breaking down cancer. But one of the major things that he shows, okay, he's quoting medical studies. He's not making it up, big time medical doctor, not doing that, okay? And in this thing he's talking about, that studies show that curcumin reduces colorectal cancer by over 80%, slows tumor growth, and improves survival in all people using it. Curcumin works with your body instead of against it. Unlike, he says, conventional treatments that kill both healthy and cancerous cells, curcumin supports your body's natural repair system and only targets abnormal cells, maintaining long-time cellular balance with no side effects. And he says, this is very important, to be effective, curcumin needs to be absorbed well. You must take a supplement that includes piperine. From the bioperine, okay?
There you go.
Can you talk about that?
Well, getting back to what he said, the curcumin is difficult to absorb. So what's the best way of getting curcumin from your capsule or your food or whatever it might be into your bloodstream and to start working for you? Well, you've got to take some enzymes, the serratiopeptidase and the enzymes that are in the pain power do that job. The amla, when's the last time you heard of amla? Probably never, but amla is a major aid in helping to absorb curcumin, which is very difficult for the body to absorb. People take turmeric, think they're getting curcumin. They are, but it's minuscule amounts. It's
right.
A little pittance. It's a dust. The absorption rate is very minimal with taking turmeric. But with pain power, you're getting maximal absorption of a maximal potency of curcumin. And other enzymatic functions are in the same product, which guarantee you're going to get the benefits of the curcumin anti-inflammatory health-building process.
That's right. And you know, and this is, again, Mercola reviewing the news that came just before this other news about the autism, is that the present presidential administration, Trump administration, orders a crackdown on prescription drug ads. And this president has signed a memorandum aimed at tightening how prescription drugs are advertised. It directs the FDA Food and Drug Administration and HHS, Health and Human Services, to crack down on misleading advertisements, especially on social media and digital platforms, television. The goal is to restore public trust and make sure patients get full and clear information about the drug risks. A major focus is closing a loophole from 1997 that allows drug companies to send viewers to external websites instead of including full safety warnings in the ads themselves.
Repeat that, honey. Repeat that.
A major focus is to close the loophole from 1997 that allows drug companies to send viewers to external websites instead of including full safety warnings in the ads themselves. Before that rule, TV ads had to list all known side effects directly in the commercial. Officials say that enforcement of ad rules have been weak in recent years, but now they plan to prioritize cases where violations could cause real harm, because drug ads are protected under commercial speech laws. Changes will revolve around clearer disclosure rather than cutting off advertising. If these rules are enforced, it could be the biggest change in U.S. drug ad oversight in 30 years.
The federal government has allowed the drug companies to be irresponsible, or should I say, not responsible for the side effects of the drugs they're putting in the market. Huh? What? You can put drugs in the market and not be responsible for the damage they cause. You can put drugs in the market and sell them repeatedly over the years to the same people or people who die off because of using them, but not be responsible for what you're selling them, for what they're being forced by your advertising and the uninformed doctors how to use the drugs properly. and how to inform the public that these drugs can kill you? No, they're not responsible. Well, it's time, says the federal government, to change those rules. Change the rules, and Robert Kennedy Jr. is the forefront of the present administration's efforts to clean up the drug cartel, to get rid of the graft and the corruption and the payoffs and the buy-offs, and to get back to what health is really all about. What is health all about? It's about creating new, healthy cells, cells that create function in your life, not cells that diminish the symptoms necessarily. Although the drugs do reduce symptoms, but they don't create new life. They reduce the symptom. What caused the headache? Well, we can get rid of the headache. We just dumb down your brain. Well, but that does not the answer. What is the answer? To help to rejuvenate new mitochondria in the brain, new energy-producing functions of the brain with nutrients. That's what people have lived on for the past God knows how many hundreds of thousands of years, are nutrients, not drugs.
Yeah, and you know, this has also come out in the news. Amazing. Reported by the doctor, and again, this was in the news just recently. Surprising clues, the title of the article, that can predict Alzheimer's many years in advance. This just came out. A major study, medical study, reveals that common health conditions like diabetes, thyroid problems, digestive issues, and vitamin deficiencies raise the risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's years before the symptoms begin.
Oh, baby.
Did you hear that? Researchers, this is medical researchers, examined 155 medical conditions. Are we hearing that? Let's say it again. Medical researchers examined 155 conditions and found that certain problems, especially type 2 diabetes, gastritis, and deficiencies in vitamin D3 and B vitamins, were much more common in people who developed these brain diseases years later. The risks were strongest when these conditions showed up 10 to 15 years before diagnosis. The findings show how long-term brain health can be influenced by early issues related to hormones, the gut-brain connection, metabolic function. Experts say these results reinforce the idea that cognitive decline often starts well before memory loss or tremors, as in Parkinson's, appear. Doctors believe this research should change how we approach prevention. Instead of waiting for symptoms, say the doctors, future care should focus on tracking common health markers like blood sugar, thyroid levels, and nutrient status. Since Alzheimer's and Parkinson's affect millions of people, catching these risks early would offer new ways to delay or even avoid these serious conditions, and this was published in Medical News Today this month.
And the important point of this, as far as Mona and I are concerned, is nutritional content. Nutritional content of your food is minuscule to what it used to be 50 years, 100 years ago, when people farmed more organically. That is, they farmed without the GMOs, without all the chemicals, without all the synthetic fertilizers, without all the chemical junk that the manufacturers give to the farmers or promote for the farmers for better crop yield. Yes, they get more corn per acre, they get more oats per acre, they get more bountiful crops, but the nutritional content is reduced by 50% or more, or 100%, or 90%. It's the nutritional content of what's in your body, not the taste, not the eye appeal. It's not the convenience at the supermarket. It's not the ready-to-go wonder food of all fast food operations. It is the nutritional content of the food. What's left of it? Not much compared to what it was when I was a kid.
And just like you said, you know, you and Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, are hand in hand.
Are we really?
You are definitely, because he's writing up here and backing it all up medically. The truth, big pharma, that's the pharmaceutical industry, doesn't want you to know. That's the title. Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Well, I read him a lot, so.
Last year, there were an estimated 1.96 million new cancer cases and approximately
1.96, that's like two times.
New, right. New and cancer. Approximately 609,820 cancer deaths in the United States in 1 year. Deaths from cardiovascular disease over 800,000 per year. Diabetes, says the doctor, is out of control. 37 million current cases.
Boy,
this is
man.
U.S. And over 1.66 million new cases per year. 97.6 million who have dangerous pre-diabetic conditions. Okay, he goes on and on. He says epidemics of obesity, crippling arthritis, rampant allergies, skyrocketing rates of depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and ALS. And he says, he capitalizes, why with all of the recent medical breakthroughs and billion-dollar so-called wonder drugs are we getting sicker and sicker? Here's the truth your doctor won't tell you, says the doctor. Thousands of supermarket and restaurant foods have been poisoned with inflammatory sugars, oils, chemicals, and genetically modified organisms.
Genetically modified organisms. What is a genetically modified organism? That's a modification biochemically of a substance. Is it nutritious? Oh.
No.
No, that's not important. It's the fact that it's GMO gives you better crops, better
crap,
better yield, better abundance.
Liar, liar,
more
liar.
More money per barrel, per bushel of grain, whatever it might be. But nutritionally, oh, well, forget about nutrition. It's there. So you eat it. It's good for you. It's not going to cause any problems. Promise. Okay, folks. The idea is to give your body the basic raw materials that your great ancestors had, which was an enormous amount of nutrition bite for bite. It ain't there anymore. And as a result, most of the diseases of this day and age are deficiency diseases. Without the right nutrients, without the raw materials your body requires to create new life in every cell in your body, the new life isn't created. So the destruction effect of all the synthetic colorings and flavorings and conditioners has its way. Going on, what do you want me to read?
I wanted you to start at the top, right at the top.
Okay.
These
foods include everyday produce that's been sprayed with toxic herbicides and fungicides. They include processed foods such as cereals and juices and soups and sauces and vegetable oils. Vegetable oils are a biggie. It's a major, they're major, major, major inflammatory components which create what? Inflammation.
Definitely
in
proven,
your cells.
Proven over and over again.
And desserts and frozen and microwave foods and even most meat, the chicken and the pork and the fish have been treated with dangerous additives.
There you go.
Or raised on inflammation producing genetically modified soy or corn.
Right.
Okay. Products with inflammatory ingredients now total 30,000 supermarket foods.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't.
This is the doctor stating it from the medical studies.
Can you even, right off the top of your head, mention 25 supermarket foods? Well, how about 30,000?
And unbelievable.
Most restaurants use disease-promoting omega-6 vegetable oils. We mentioned this a dozen times or more, and that is that omega-6 oils create inflammation. Super pure omega-3, DHA, and EPA from fish oil reduce inflammation. Butter, pasture-raised organic butter, reduces inflammation. Doctors say it's going to give you cholesterol. Doctors say it's going to kill you. Well, they are wrong according to all medical science and nutritional science. Is it the butter does not create the cholesterol? There's some cholesterol in it, yes, but you need cholesterol for your brain.
That's
you
right,
need
and
cholesterol
they have
for your heart.
No.
But the doctors say cholesterol is going to kill you, so they give you anti-cholesterol drugs. And what do the anti-cholesterol drugs do?
Destroy the heart.
They destroy the muscles,
and the
all
brain.
Muscles in your body.
Yes.
It's called sarcopenia. The heart muscle becomes weaker. The brain becomes weaker.
Okay.
The liver, the arms, the legs, the biceps, the triceps, all the muscles become weaker. Why? Because it's inflammatory. It destroys and burns up. It doesn't create new life. Going on with the article. These foods, these inflammatory foods, build up chronic inflammation in your body. And that sets the stage for arthritis and cancer and diabetes and heart disease and inflamed bowel obesity, Alzheimer's disease, and dozens of other ailments, says the doctor. How does it do that? Because it's called inflammation. As I mentioned several times on this show, you want to talk about inflammation? Talk about Lahaina. That's inflammation. Talk about an inferno, which burns a house down in 10 minutes. That's inflammation. But when you eat those safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, they all create inflammation. And that inflammation burns. It burns up the vital nerves of the eyes and the brains. That's why diabetics go blind, because they have so much sugar in their diet, the sugar creates such inflammation it destroys the nerves in the eyes, and they can't see anymore. Isn't that a pity?
Don't
eat the sugar. Don't eat the junk. Eat the organic foods. Take the anti-inflammatory nutrients, the super pure omega-3 oils, as the holistic physicians all say, the DHA and the EPA.
Which make up a good 60% of your brain volume. You can't have a good brain unless you're taking the high potency, completely free of toxins, super pure EPA and DHA high concentration.
And those sugars, that inflammation burns up the tiny little arterioles. You know, when you look at a human chest and on a diagram, you'll see major six-lane blood highways, arteries coming out of the heart, and they send all the blood and the nutrients and the oxygen and throughout your entire body. But when it gets to the individual cell, which is invisible to the naked eye, the arteries are reduced to the same size as the cell. So they're almost invisible. But the heat cauterizes them. The heat from inflammation burns them up and closes them off. And so the nutrients don't get to the brains. The nutrients don't get to the eyes. The nutrients don't get to your little toe. The nutrients don't get to where they're really gonna go, because the highway, the byway, the street, the avenue, whatever it is that transports them has been burned up. By what? By safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, by sugar and refined carbohydrates, by all the chemicals and the food colorings and all the trash that's put into your food. Folks, I know you're probably tired of hearing this, but it's the facts. We're reporting to you what medical science, nutritional medical science reports to the world.
That's right. And, you know, here's another big going along with the great important medical researchers and everything, talking about N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, this came out, allows your body to naturally produce glutathione, your body's master antioxidant. That's the quote, well known.
Glutathione.
NAC, which produces it. It is essential for optimal immune and metabolic health, as well as for your body's proper metabolism, vitamin D3, your ability to breathe, everything. And NAC provides ongoing support, say the experts, for your body's normal detoxification process and healthy inflammatory response, while also helping your body produce and effectively use antioxidants to help protect against free radicals and oxidative damage to your cells and tissues. Okay. And the production of glutathione is much more effective than a supplement called glutathione. Glutathione's primary task is to help protect your body from free radical damage, wastes, and harmful substances. It is one of the most important tools in your body's detoxification arsenal and crucial for your liver and kidneys' well-being, medically stated.
Rebuilding of the liver with NAC, NAC plus, glutathione, helps the liver produce glutathione.
That's exactly right.
Which in turn repairs itself.
Right.
If you give your body the raw materials it needs, you build health.
That's right. And he says, that's not all, say the experts with clinical trials quoted. Your brain, your lungs, your joints, your skin, your eyes, and every system in your body requires NAC, glutathione, to function properly. And for your immune system, as your immune systems work best, when they have a delicately balanced level of glutathione. Studies show that this promotes T cell, that's your body's ability to fight infection, and that high levels are seen in healthy human subjects. When your cells run out of it, they die. When the cells levels run low, cells lose their ability to repair themselves and produce the antioxidants your well-being depends on. Okay, can you read the summation, how glutathione and NAC is the producer of that? Can you read this from here to there?
Can I read this from here?
Right there.
Maybe. Give it to me. Okay, folks, here we go. Hang on. Researchers have discovered that your levels of glutathione determine how well your body responds when you become sick. With low levels of glutathione, you more likely to be hospitalized or even die compared to someone with higher levels of glutathione. Isn't that amazing? A simple little statement like that. In fact, says the holistic physicians, longevity researchers now believe glutathione plays a role in determining your life span.
Wow.
Get this. Why? Why is glutathione so important? The glutathione helps keep all your other antioxidants functioning at their peak. Antioxidants are age-delaying antioxidants are preventing the hyperoxidation or the burning up of different cells in your body. And keep in mind that cells are microscopic. They're tiny. You can't see them. They're little tiny little things. And the inflammatory agents burn them up, cauterize them very efficiently. So glutathione helps keep all the other antioxidants functioning at their peak. So lower levels of glutathione means a less robust and inferior antioxidant defense. Keep in mind, your body, especially your liver, depends on antioxidants to help maintain healthy cells and healthy tissues. A lack of antioxidants leads to oxidative damage, which is what? Fire, inflammation, from reactive oxygen species, which are all negative, inflammatory, creating cell-destructive components.
You know, another thing that I just want to be sure, it's so many important information that Dr. Russell Blaylock, when he was talking about all the different things that can destroy the liver, such as these toxic chemicals, he again says that active ingredient, the curcumin, is one of the most powerful and inflammatory substances. Okay?
Anti-inflammatory.
Right, preventing inflammation. It reduces damage to the liver and other tissues. It is a powerful inhibitor of the transforming growth factor, which causes liver fibrosis and cirrhosis, scar tissue. Curcumin also enhances all the liver antioxidant enzymes, increases glutathione, and enhances the flow of bile from the liver. Treatment with curcumin has been shown to dramatically improve alcoholic liver damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. Tells exactly how it's doing that. It's again that wonderful thing, okay, cirrhosis of the liver. Curcumin has been shown to reduce the toxicity of several drugs, including acetaminophen. So again, okay, so
yeah.
Curcumin is another super high player. That's the, and again, nothing higher and nothing more powerful than the pain power.
The pain power has the most efficiently absorbed form of curcumin there is. It has extra digestive enzymes to guarantee the absorption. It is phenomenal in its ability to do the very things that the doctors talk about, neutralizing inflammation. Because I've said this before, and if please indulge me with your attention. Every cell is invisible. No cell in your body can you see by itself. Under a microscope, suddenly that invisible little piece is a poof called a cell. Becomes a world of fantastic universe, of activity, of life itself, of the whole magic of life is right there in one cell. But that one cell is dependent on energy. And the energy that one cell produces is derived from the amount of mitochondria that cell contains, What are mitochondria? Mitochondria are mighty little pieces of poof which create energy for the one invisible cell. The mitochondria is invisible, the cell is invisible. But the cell maintains its life due to the energy produced by the mighty mitochondria, invisible as they are, within the parameters of that one cell.
Right, and you know...
In a heart muscle
yes.
cell, for instance, there are 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. 5,000 invisible. And in one invisible cell. Well, you put all those invisible cells together and suddenly they form a piece of meat about 8.5 ounces in weight. And you stick that piece of meat of 8.5 ounces in the middle of your chest, it's referred to as a heart. And that heart has the energy to pump every single second of your life. Every second that heart muscle pumps. It's pumping oxygen and nutrients and all the components of a healthy blood system into your brains, into your eyes, into the heart muscle itself, into your thighs and every cell in your body. They're all invisible, but they all get the nutrients created by what? The mighty mitochondria, little components, invisible as they are, in every heart muscle. The neurons in the brain. The brain is about 2.5 pounds between your ears, and it's the most recognizable outlet of your brain is your eyes. And the brain, the neurons in the brain contain, get this, microscopic, invisible, but they contain, every invisible cell contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria.
Right.
And they form the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain makes everything else function through your whole anatomy the way it's supposed to.
That's right. And
if you feed it instead of poisoning it,
exactly.
Feed it the nutrients. Don't feed it the food colorings. Don't feed it the drugs. Don't create life. The mitochondria create life, and nutrition creates the mitochondria.
And never, ever, 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 ever forget the critical importance from the super and the purest and the most highly concentrated fish oils, the omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. And here's another big-time medical study, again, a lot of studies that they quote here, that the super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils have been shown to have a variety of powerful health benefits, a lower risk of heart disease, dementia, and many forms of cancer. New medical findings show that these omega-3s help ward off the development of myopia, that's nearsightedness, in children, according to a recent report in the British Journal of Ophthalmology. That's the British Medical Journal
right,
of the ophthalmologist,
right.
Okay? People with myopia have trouble seeing distant objects clearly. Specifically, said the studies, kids with lower omega-3 intakes, EPA and DHA, were much more likely to develop the physical eye conditions associated with nearsightedness, including an oblong-shaped eye or a steeply curved cornea, the medical researchers said. And here they're quoted. The research highlight omega-3 fatty acids as a powerful protective dietary factor against myopia development, concluded the research team from ophthalmology. For this study, researchers tracked the eye health of more than 1,000 studies, children randomly recruited from the larger scale study. Nearsightedness sometimes occur when the shape of the eye causes incoming light rays to fall short of the retina, the wall of light-sensing cells at the back of the eye. The study also found that kids with the highest intake of these omega-3 fatty acids had the shortest axial length, an indication that they are protected against nearsightedness. Similarly, measures of short-sightedness severity were highest in those kids with the lowest omega-3 fatty acids, the researchers say. Researchers then said that omega-3 fish oils can protect against nearsightedness by increasing blood flow to the eye, promoting healthy eye development.
And because it reduces the inflammatory response that sugars create. It reduces the inflammatory response that safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all the vegetable oils and all the nut seed oils create inflammation.
That's
the
right.
The DHA and the EPA from Alive and Well fish oil supplements reduce the inflammation, prevent the burning up of the nerves of the eye.
Right.
Helps dramatically in every function of every cell in your body.
And we want to help dramatically in every way we possibly can. Remember, support the Fanatic Organics who support you at Alive and Well. And just want to let you know, we're new each week, of course, but we are heard 3 times. It may be a different time than you're aware of. So it's new each week, but it is heard 3 p.m. on Mondays, repeated 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and repeated 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings, okay? That's it, so just remember. And remember that we are here for you at Alive and Well. You can always, never charge, not doctors don't pretend to be, just sharing the information one-on-one with Dennis or with Mona. Set up a time, 877-4950, 877-4950 for any of our services, including time with Dennis or Mona, so we're not with somebody else or doing something else.
No charge
whatsoever and no obligation, but you're very comfortable, and we love to share the information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.